Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gratitude for light and darkness, honoring America's innovators. Welcome to Saving America Through Prayer. As we prepare for the season of Advent, a time of reflection and hope, let us take a moment to honor one of America's greatest gifts to the world, our legacy of innovation. In times of darkness and challenge, God has blessed this nation with minds and hearts dedicated to problem solving, progress, and service to others. From the invention of the light bulb to the development of vaccines and space exploration, America has been a beacon of creativity and ingenuity. Let's reflect on an extraordinary event from earlier this year in 2024. The launch of Artemis II. Mission marked a historic moment for humanity. A diverse crew of astronauts were put together to travel beyond the Earth's orbit, boldly continuing the exploration of God's vast creation. This achievement reminds us of the boundless potential God has placed within us when we seek Him for guidance and courage. This brings to mind Matthew 5:1-6. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Our innovations and achievements are ways to glorify God and serve His creation. When we love America, we celebrate the ingenuity and determination that come from God's blessings. Let us pray for wisdom and humility as we strive to use these gifts for good. Lord, we thank you for the innovators and the visionaries who have brought light to darkness and hope to challenges. Guide us to use our talents for your glory and for the good of all. Help us to remain humble and grateful for your gifts. Amen. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Saving America Through Prayer. As we look toward the Advent season, let us carry gratitude in our hearts for the light God has placed in each of us and for the ways it has shaped our nation. Until next time, let us keep America in our prayers and in our hearts. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.